I'm constantly amazed at some of the bizarre requests that I get as a web designer from our clients. And the one that seems to be reoccurring a lot recently is we want an iPhone app. When you kind of dig into it, you discover that actually this is coming from someone higher up in the organization, normally someone on the board of directors that have just decided that that's the cool thing now. And over the time that I've been involved with web design, I've seen these trends come and go. You know, I've seen, you know, at one stage it was, right, we must have a website, which is great. And then we must have, a Facebook page or whatever else. And none of these things are bad, but I often think that the decision-making process that goes into them is bad. I'm not saying that your company shouldn't have an iPhone app in the same way as before. I wouldn't have said that they didn't need a website or didn't need a Facebook page. My point is that often we get swept along by trends rather than analysing the business decision and analysing the return on investment. The truth is that developing an iPhone app is not cheap. It can be a considerable investment. And in fact, it can be as big an investment as getting a website built. A lot of people consider iPhone apps as, you sell them for 59 pence. They can't be complicated to do. In actual fact, they are. Also, then you get into the whole debate about whether you should be building applications for individual different platforms at all. Ultimately, that could get very costly when you build your iPhone app and then your iPad app, and then the iPhone comes out with a new type of screen, so that means that you have to redevelop your app again. Oh, and then there's Android and Windows Mobile, and so it goes on. Building native apps is an expensive and time-consuming business, and the return on investment is not always there. Of course, it depends on the type of business you've got. In many cases, a kind of single function focused app is exactly what people want. But for a lot of my clients, at least, they're really content driven websites still. And so an app isn't really the right fit for them. What you need to be thinking of instead is things like a mobile website or making your website responsive. In other words, it adapts to what device it's being viewed on. And this is the big area, really. And you know, for a lot of people, this is what we're recommending at the moment, that they focus on making their website as adaptive as possible. Gone are the days where we think of websites being fixed items at fixed widths, you know, like a poster would be or a brochure would be. Websites have to be a lot more flexible than that. They need to work on every device imaginable, from an iPhone to a laptop to a netbook to, well, a fridge. Yes, there are such things as internet-enabled fridges. So perhaps all of that time and investment you would have pumped into a single application on a single platform like the iPhone would be much better invested in creating a website that's flexible enough to accommodate a variety of different platforms, whether they exist now or whether they're going to appear in the future.